Wendell, thank you for speaking to us. We're seeing some shifts here, it seems. Canada coming out and saying they want an agreement by 2015, the EU and AOSIS saying that they want a strong agreement as well. What's going on?
Well, one could say that on the one side you have the EU, AOSIS, the least developed countries, who kind of trying to form a coalition of the willing, a coalition of the Greens, all having more or less the same objective of wanting a legally binding agreement by 2015, etc. We now see that a number of the umbrella countries, the countries like Canada, Japan, the US, are trying to bring the same message, but not with the same meaning. They really try to create a number of conditions, including that the division between developed and developing countries need to be broken up, which are completely unacceptable for the developing world, and which will make it seem as if it's the developing countries who don't want to make progress, while countries like Canada and the US are the ones that do want to, or that are willing to start negotiations, while in reality they're not really genuine about this, and they try to find ways of escaping to get the blame at the end of this conference.
So you think this move by Canada, and you, Todd Stern, coming out this morning and saying he supports an EU roadmap, that's not so much a game changer as them looking to avoid the can for this conference crashing?
Well, it can be a game changer if the EU and the coalition with the EU realizes to find compromises with China on the one hand and India on the other hand, which then completely isolates the US and Japan and Canada. And if they have that kind of agreement, and with the statements that the Canada and others have made today, they will have a hard time to not join all the others. Mm-hmm. But the game is really about who will be able to win a country like China on their side. Will it be the ones like the US and Canada who want as little ambition as possible, or will it be those with EU and AOSIS that want much more ambition in this process?
So is it all eyes on China and the basic bloc now to see who they fall behind?
I think so, yes. I think that's where we need to look at.
Any guesses?
Well, at the moment, I am still optimistic that there is a possibility for an outcome that is, I would say, a decent outcome. A good outcome is no more possible that we should have had in Copenhagen, but it is still possible, although I would not want to bet on it.
Wendell, thanks for speaking to us.
Okay.